Joining us this morning, with a legislative update from the 7th Legislative District, State Senator Shelley Short. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. Let's just dive right in. Tell us where we are in the process. This is a long session, so maybe get us up to speed if you could.
Sure. Well, right now we just started floor action, which will be full-time days, some nights, some weekends. That's the point in session where we're not in committee anymore for this part. This floor part goes until March 12th. And then from that point, then we start looking at House bills in our Senate committees. And so everything switches. So if you have Senate bills, they're now in the House, and then the House bills are now in the Senate. So at that point, we'll do the process all over again, and we'll have committee deadlines, and we'll have budget deadlines, and all of those things. So that's basically the next stage of the process.
Mm-hmm. I know that the environment has been a big topic there in Olympia this session as well. What's going on in that regard?
Well, there was a bill in the Environment Committee that's called Environmental Crimes. And what it essentially does is increases penalties for just exactly what it says, what they would consider, you know, harm to the environment, harm to people. Now, you know, titles sound well and good, and obviously we don't want our environment to be a problem. But how they do it is the biggest concern. They give tremendously more authority to the Attorney General's office to seek penalties and potential jail time too. They change the standards. They increase penalties. They make it easier under a negligence standard to be able to go after people. That's a big concern. And look, we don't want our environment harmed. We don't want people harmed. Businesses have standards. Individuals have standards they have to meet. But ecology, the Department of Ecology would be the focus. And I just really feel at times their decisions are very arbitrary. And yet folks are going to be, you know, held to those arbitrary standards. Now, the other side would say, oh, no, these aren't arbitrary. You know, if they're just doing their business, they're under their permits, it'll be fine. But we have so many examples throughout the state of Washington and in the 7th district where, you know, ecology goes out of its way to really make an issue with, issue with people, especially agriculturalists. So I'm just really worried. There are some changes, some good changes that have been made to the bill, but we're going to be arguing that on the floor this morning. And I have a lot of amendments to, you know, we'll see whether or not she agrees to take them.
All right. Now, there was also some information coming down regarding the initiative process there in Olympia. Hey, you know, the voters have made their voices heard, and yet they're trying to be shut down again.
Well, they are. This is a bill. We've dubbed it the initiative killer because, frankly, if you look at Oregon, they have similar changes, and now they have very few initiatives. To me, this is the ultimate constitutional voice people have to ensure that their voices are heard, even above a legislative body that may not be listening. Well, I do have good news, though. That bill died in our budget committee, the Ways and Means Committee. It was not voted out in time. And so right now it appears to be dead. Obviously, we'll continue to watch it very closely to make sure it's not part of some grand deal, you know, toward the end of session. But that is good news for the people of the state of Washington who really have engaged in a process to make sure the legislature's listening.
Mm-hmm. Now, jumping back to the environment briefly, tell us about this natural gas phase out. Is that going to happen?
Not sure yet. You know, the initiative obviously passed. There's litigation. The business community, the builders are trying to protect. Mm-hmm. That initiative, obviously the other side wants it to go away. The state building code council is refusing to change their building codes to meet that initiative. That's a whole nother process. So I'm really hoping they don't. Natural gas is really important, not just as a primary source of energy, but also as a secondary one to make sure that we have the load of electricity that we need when we need it. Folks in this state have been obviously used to having electricity when they need it, and yet the decisions we're making in the state are making it increasingly harder for, you know, for energy companies, for our PUDs and the like to be able to provide that electricity. So natural gas is huge. We're going to continue to fight to protect it. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Would that affect, because out here in the rural areas that we're all living in, would that affect propane as well?
I don't believe so. Okay. I do not believe so.
All right. Let's talk about the budget if we could. We keep hearing about a big shortfall. Ferguson has said, hey, let's cut $4 million. Yet we're still, what, another $12 million in the hole?
Well, so it kind of depends on what direction you're coming from. So we have committee staff. They're called nonpartisan staff who do the in the weeds type of work when it comes to the budget. And what they would tell you is we're probably short about $6 to $7 billion, which is still a very large number. So if you think about what Governor Ferguson has proposed, you know, he would propose something that would reduce the budget by $4 billion. You know, over a four-year span, if you're looking at a couple of billion, we think that that's pretty doable. And stay tuned. Hopefully soon we're gonna have a set of solutions that we're looking at. But look, they come up with that $12 to $15 billion figure because of the things that they add. So, you know, Governor Inslee, before he left, bargained wage increases for state employees. I'm not against state employees. It's just that's a $4 billion price tag. So if you take that $7 billion initially, then you add $4 to it, that gets you to $11, $12 billion. And then there are other policies that they delayed paying for, policies that were passed 4 or 5 years ago that they are now coming due. You know, the what it's going to take to pay for those is coming due. And so those particular, you know, policy adds or budget pieces now are added to it. So it really depends on if the majority Democrats are going to say, look, you know, we shouldn't have put these costs on layaway. That's what we're calling it. And we really need to look at those policies. Can we afford them? And is it something we can do? And those are difficult decisions, but they're necessary decisions. Mm-hmm. Absent those discussions, they're going to be looking at tax increases too, in order to not have to make those difficult policy choices.
Of course. Of course. All right. Well, let me ask, if you're looking at your crystal ball, Senator, are you predicting that we'll get out on time in this session?
You know, there's always rumors around this place. You know, some would say that there's a lot of arguing between the majority Democrats in the House and Senate, and wondering between that and the differences with the governor, how they would prioritize spending. And people would say, oh gosh, maybe there might be a special session. But I honestly think we'll get out on time. I think at the end of the day, unfortunately, I think how they solve the budget crisis, you know, this budget problem that they've really created, I think they're going to be looking at tax increases, which is really unfortunate.
No kidding. I think we all agree with that. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with the community as we run out of time here, Senator?
Just that so grateful for people who have weighed in and given me their comments and you know, their concerns. That's the really special part about what we do. It's not about us. It's about the people we represent in our districts. And just to let folks know, it's a tremendous honor.
Well, Senator, we appreciate you taking the time to keep us up to speed on the legislative activities down there in Olympia. Thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
You bet. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you. Again, it's Senator Shelley Short with the 7th Legislative District joining us this morning for a legislative update.